MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 27, 2024. Get ready for the polar plunges. Gloucester firefighters limit damage to home. Partly cloudy near 40, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 8:57 p.m. Caroline Enos is reporting in today's Salem News. Hey, you're looking to kick off the new year with an icy dip into the Atlantic? Multiple charities will host polar plunges around the North Shore. A Plunge for Pete will be hosted by their Peter Freitas Family Foundation at Good Harbor Beach in Gloucester on December 28, the 40th birthday of the late Beverly resident Pete Freitas. Before passing away in 2019, Freitas used his ALS diagnosis to raise millions of dollars for ALS research, a trend that continues on through his memory today. This year marks the 10th anniversary of the viral ice bucket challenge that Freitas and several of his friends, who are also fighting ALS, started in 2014. Caroline Enos has a lot more information about other polar plunges on the North Shore in today's Salem News. Ethan Foreman's reporting in the Gloucester Times that Gloucester firefighters made quick work of an outdoor porch fire that broke out at a single-family home at 6 Eden Lane in East Gloucester that was reported at 10:49 a.m. on Christmas Day, according to multiple reports. No injuries were reported. A post from the Gloucester Firefighters Local 762 face page indicated, coupled with police and fire reports. The occupants were not at home at the time the fire broke out, and they were able to reoccupy the house after the fire was extinguished. A dish towel had caught fire and was disposed on the exterior porch, according to the fire department. The occupants had left the single-story ranch home before the fire broke out, according to Acting Deputy Chief Nick Ouellette, who added it was the neighbors who called in the report of the fire. More news after this break.
I'm Sam Shaw here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, right here on MSONewsSports.com. We're closing out the year with our final weekly show of the year. Today, catching up with Joe McConnell of Marblehead Curran, giving us a 2024 look-back retrospective. I do some of that on my own. And then the Merrimack Valley great guest, Dave Fazio, coach of the Andover boys basketball team, talking about his season and also the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 27, 28, 29. You can't miss it. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of the year.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In the New Report Daily News, Matt Petrie's writing that with the latest Salisbury Peach Sand Replenishment Project in progress, local officials on Monday filled in the community about its first steps. They mobilized just towards the end of the prior week. Sand started arriving. They made a giant pile. They've been working on moving it down the beach. We've got about 800 linear feet of beach done, town environmental consultant Tom Hughes told the Board of Selectmen during a regularly scheduled meeting. In May, the state committed $1.75 million to the project, aimed at reversing erosion issues. Erosion was exacerbated in December 22 when a massive winter storm hit the region. The project will see large volumes of sand brought to the beach to restore the most heavily impacted areas. And Grace Calandrella is reporting on itemlive.com. Although the Massachusetts Comprehensive Assessment System, known as MCAS, will no longer be a graduation requirement, Marblehead Public Schools are still among the highest scoring school systems in the state. The MCAS exams assist educators and administrations in understanding student performance in math, English language arts, and science. The grades tested are 3 through 8 and also grade 10. Every grade is tested in math and ELA, while science is only in grades 5, 8, and 10. Overall, for ELA, 60% of students are meeting and exceeding the proficiency standards, a plus 18% higher than the state average. In math, MPS showed a plus 21% higher than the state average, now in the upward trend of achievement 4 years into the new math curricula. And in science, MPS is 18% higher than the state average while students continue to engage in curriculum review processes this year. In sports, all hockey locally, Winthrop 4, Linfield 2. It was Pentucket 9, Everett Revere 0. Triton over Lowell Catholic 5-2. St. Mary's lost to Shrewsbury 3-2. Same score, Peabody losing to St. Bernard's 3-2. Latin Academy beat Lynn 5-1. Marblehead 7, Medford 2. Medfield beat Gloucester 3-2. Chelmsford over Danvers 6-4. And in girls hockey, Gloucester 2, Central Catholic 0. Season Bs were both off on Thursday. Celtics host the Pacers tonight, and Bruins host Blue Jackets tomorrow. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.